Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I am here with legendary comedian Rob White. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming to my gig. It was a very fun gig, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. You did quality jokes in your gig, and what was it like being on Britain's Got Talent?
Well, it was nerve-wracking. I remember, my trousers remember as well, because they got very dirty from the nerves. But I would say, all in all, it was enjoyable and exciting, but a bit of a roller coaster.
So, what was it like meeting the judges when you were on Britain's Got Talent?
Well, David wasn't grumpy in real life. Simon was just as eccentric and camp and funny in real life. And Alicia and Amanda were more beautiful in real life than you could ever imagine.
That's good to hear. So, you have a piano when you do your live sets. What's it like doing your sets on live TV when it was on Britain's Got Talent?
Well, it's really massively nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because you're doing it in front of so many people, particularly as I do stuff which is sort of semi-improvised, and on TV you don't plan to make anything up. But when they weren't answering sometimes, I did genuinely make things up on the spot in front of 8 million people, which is crazy.
It is. What have you got lined up for the future?
Well, I've done one tour, and I've got another tour, and that's coming to the Isle of Wight. I'm also doing a pantomime. There's a documentary I'm in. There's a musical I've written which I can't talk about. And there's a few other TV-type bits and lots of gigs and things all over the place.
So, what has it been like since after Britain's Got Talent?
Well, the long and the short answer to that is it's been mixed, but there's been lots of good things. But with every silver lining, there's always a cloud. Every chalice is poisoned. Everything which is good, there's things that you didn't think about before. So there's some things which happened which weren't so good. But in general, it's a positive step forward. And I suppose the sort of long game is, let's see what happens in the future and what it builds to.
Yeah, true. So what would you say to those people that really want to go on Britain's Got Talent and do stand-up comedy like you did?
I would say if you want to do stand-up comedy, the best thing to do is do lots of little open spots and work your way up the comedy ladder. And if you want to go on Britain's Got Talent, I think you've got to do two things. One, you've got to be aware of your talent. So with comedy, I'd been doing it about 12 years before. Now, if you go on without knowing what you're doing, it may well be that, say, if you go on after doing comedy for 4 years, it may well be that you ruin that one opportunity, whereas if you leave it longer, you might be able to make the best of that opportunity. So see it as an opportunity, but also you've got to know the industry as well. So be very careful what agents you deal with and who you talk to, and investigate all of that around it as well, just so you know that your talent is good, but if anything comes of it, you've got people who are behind you to do something with it.
So it's a pleasure to meet you, and an honour to meet such a comedy legend like yourself. Thank you for letting me interview you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to meet the person who wore the Magnum PI t-shirt that I made a little song about during my gig.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.